Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to kneel before you in prayer, Lord. Now we come to you, Lord. We ask you, please forgive our sins, Lord Jesus. Please blot out our transgressions. Wash us and purge us. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify our hearts and our minds, Lord. Make us into what you'll have us to be, Lord Jesus. Make us right, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We ask right now that you will bless the listeners, Lord. Pour out your spirit tonight, Lord Jesus. Have your way right now, Lord. Take complete control, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord. Touch somebody's soul, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Lord. You have all power in your hand right now, Lord Jesus. Move in a special way, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We ask right now that you would go into the hospital, Lord. Go into virtual hospital right now. Look on Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Lord. Touch his body, Lord Jesus. Heal to the uttermost, Lord. I know you have the power, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Purify us the more, Lord Jesus. Sanctify us, Lord. Help us to live a holy and righteous life before you, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit today, Lord Jesus. Encourage somebody, Lord. Lift somebody's soul, Lord Jesus. Strengthen the feeble knees, Lord. I know that you're able to do it, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
you have all power in your hand, Lord. Comfort and console the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Strengthen and encourage your people, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to go through every test and trial, Lord. Take us through right now, Lord. I know that you're able right now, Lord Jesus. Move, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Let it be you, Lord Jesus. Work in us. Work through us, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Take over. Take complete control, Lord Jesus. And bless us today, Lord Jesus. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. That's me. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple that is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer. Now, on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
We have also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond. And she's from our headquarters church in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. We also have Brother Justin Johnson representing Bethel Temple in Lehigh Acres, Florida. God bless you, Brother Justin.
God bless you.
Amen. And right now, and he's a young man, but he has a mind to work for the Lord. And right now we're going to ask Brother Justin if he would read our opening scripture. He can give a testimony and then sing a selection. Amen. Brother Justin.
God bless you, everybody. If you have your Bibles. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn to John 15, verse 4. I'll give you some time to get it if you want to turn to it. That will be John 15, verse 4. And the Bible reads, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." If you didn't hear the scripture, I'll read it one more time. "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." Amen. We thank God for the reading of this word. May God add a blessing to it. And that scripture is true. We have to abide in Jesus because he has the needs and he has the resources that we need to survive. Amen. Pandemic has hit the world. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their houses. They lost their titles and their positions. And it just shows you none of that stuff matters. We have to be connected to the true vine, which is Jesus. Amen. And I wanted to sing this song because it simply goes along with that scripture saying we have come this far by faith.
Yes.
How many of you know that we have come this far by faith? It's not by
anything
or anything that we did of ourselves, but it's by faith that we made it. And it's going to be by faith that we make it.
Amen.
Do you believe on tonight? So I ask that you pray for me as I minister this song to you. God bless you. We have come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word. Oh, he never failed me yet. And I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We have come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. never fail me yet. Yeah, and I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I'll die. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for that opening scripture, for those words of encouragement, and that beautiful selection. Amen. Yes. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybell if she would like to have words and would introduce the speaker.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. And to all of our listeners, we thank you for tuning in with us. And we thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture that was read by Brother Justin. Abide in me, and I in you. Abide means to stay, to dwell. And if the Holy Ghost stay in you and dwell in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, then no more can ye, except ye abide in me. That's the words of Jesus. He wants us to stay in him, to dwell in him, and that way when we go to God in prayer, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. Why? Because we abide in the word of God. We stay there. We dwell there. Therefore, when we pray, God hear our prayer, and he will answer. And I thank God for that beautiful song that was brought forth by Brother Justin. We've come this far by faith. It was nothing that we did on our own, but it was by faith. And faith will take you a long way.
Amen.
If you continue to look to the Lord and trust in him and take him at his word. God's word is true, and he will take us through. Whatever it is, if we just abide in his word, he will take us to where we need to be. And thank God, we're trying to make it to the kingdom of God. That's our ultimate goal, is to make it into the kingdom of God, where Jesus is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's our ultimate. That's what we are going for. That's why we are living this life. We are living to live again. So we thank God for thus far, for the prayer, for the word that was read, and for the song that was sung. And without further ado, we're going to turn this part of the service over to Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. And thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this radio broadcast, and I just want to take the time to welcome each and every one of you. Thank God for you. I'm giving honor to God, and to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed the song by Brother Jeff. It was very beautiful.
Yes.
And the scripture, praise God, the word of God is so powerful. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful, thanking God for all that he's done. And now, without further ado, I would like to go to the word of God and invite your attention to the word of God. And before we start the scriptures, I would like to just say a little word of prayer, if you will pray along with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we ask that you will feed our souls, that you will send forth your word, O God, that you will minister unto us the things that we stand in need of, both spiritually, naturally, mentally, emotionally, that you will bless abundantly and let all things be done according to your holy will. We believe you, Lord, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for prayer. We ask that you will now turn your hearts and minds toward the Word of God. And I do have a few verses of Scripture here that I'll be kind of going back and forth throughout Scriptures. So I'll try to take my time so you can keep up if you care to follow along in the Bible. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and the first scripture I would like to focus on is from St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 5, verses 11 through 14, and verses 35 and 36. Then I would like to move over to the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 18. And finally, St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and verses 28 through 32, if it be the Lord's will. And before I read the scriptures, I would like to leave for a topic or a title, The Truth Shall Make You Free. Mm-hmm. And if I were to use a subtitle, it would be Falsehood Cannot Prevail, But Do You Know the Truth? Again, that title is The Truth Shall Make You Free. And the subtitle, Falsehood Cannot Prevail, But Do You Know the Truth? Starting with St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And the Bible reads, And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. St. Matthew 16:13-18. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. St. John 8:1-2, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Go down to verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. And I want to go back to the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, where Jesus had departed out of the temple, and his disciples wanted to show him the buildings of the temple. Praise be to God. And sometimes we have a tendency to get off track or distracted by the things down here. But Jesus immediately prompted their attention to the end of the world by the things he said. He asked them a question, saying, See ye not all these things? And he began to explain that one day, even though the buildings seem to be on a solid foundation, as if they would not be moved, Jesus told them that a time would come when not one stone would be left upon another that should not be thrown down. And glory be to God, that brought them in. And while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, and they wanted Jesus to tell them when these things would be, and also what would be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world. So Jesus began to talk about his second coming.
Yes.
But he prophesied, and he told them the things to look for, the things to expect, what things were going to happen leading up to his second coming and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, because there is so much falsehood out in the land. There are many false prophets that have risen up and have deceived many. Oh, glory be to God. So the Lord began to warn against this falsehood. Oh, my God, my God. So be aware that we are not exempt. The enemy will try us too with that falsehood. He'll come with some doctrine that is not of the Lord. But the Lord declared that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, glory to God. Jesus also said that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And it's a lot of coldness in the world. You have the scam artists popping up everywhere, scamming people out of everything they have. Cheating and stealing. All kinds of falsehood going on in the world.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. These are the words of Jesus. And he went on to tell them, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And I can see by faith that this pandemic has sparked the spreading of the gospel of the kingdom.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ministries are rising up, and the word of God is reaching nations around the world. The gospel of the kingdom is being preached for a witness unto all nations, so that no one will have an excuse to say, well, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know the way. I didn't know that you wanted me to live this way, Lord. Hallelujah. But all excuses have been nailed to the cross. Oh, glory be to God. As Jesus declared, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Oh, hallelujah. The false prophets are out there deceiving people and giving them a date when the end shall come. People selling off their goods and getting prepared for all this falseness and finding out that it's not the truth, because Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. Only the Father knows that. Thank you, Jesus. So beware of the false prophets that have risen. And I'm going back over to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Praise be to God. When Jesus had came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he began to ask his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, some said you're John the Baptist, some said you're Elias, and some said you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Glory to God. But Jesus, he wanted to know what his disciples thought about that. And he asked them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter, he answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, glory be to God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. It's a blessing to know the truth. But God is the one who reveals the Son unto us, as he did with Simon Peter. He showed him that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory be to God. And the Lord declared unto Peter, saying that he would build his church upon this rock. He was talking about himself, not Simon Peter, but himself. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The false prophets cannot prevail against it. Falsehood cannot prevail. But do you know the truth? Oh, glory be to God. Going back to St. John, the 8th chapter, when Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. Oh, praise be to God. It seems that he often resorted to the Mount of Olives. And he would go into the temple and teach the people. He sat down and he began to teach them. He taught them about salvation. He preached the kingdom,
the gospel of the kingdom to them. But the scribes and the Pharisees, oh, my Lord, they rose up against Jesus, and they came against him on every side, trying to discredit everything he did and everything he said, trying to turn the people's mind from believing that he was the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus, he spoke with such power and such authority that some of them couldn't help but believe, because he got to that heart and he began to break it up. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
And they believed on the Son of God. Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, he was trying to reach the scribes and the Pharisees because he loved them also. And he wanted them to know the truth. But they kept on disputing his words. They kept telling him that he was bearing witness of himself and his witness was not true. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But Jesus began to tell them in the 28th verse. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Oh, praise God. A lot of them, they went on doing the things they did. And when Jesus was lifted up on that tree on Calvary, hallelujah, praise be to God, when they pierced him in the side, oh, my Lord, when they had nailed the nails in his hands and thrust that old crown of thorns on his head, oh, my Lord, put the nails in his feet, oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. But he did it for everyone, for the whole entire world. And he prophesied, and he let those scribes and Pharisees know that when they had lifted him up there on Calvary's cross, then they would know that he surely is the Son of God. And when Jesus had died on the cross, somebody cried out saying, surely this was the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise to God. But was it too late at that time? Will you know the truth in time to be made free? Hallelujah. Verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. He let him know that the Father was with him, that the Father had not left him alone. And that's how God is. He will not leave us, and he will not forsake us. Amen.
No.
Because Jesus, he did those things that were pleasing to the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as he spake these words, glory to God, many believed on him. And
Amen.
Jesus began to encourage them. He started saying encouraging words and comforting those believers. And he told them that if they would continue in his word, then they are his disciples indeed.
Amen.
And they would know the truth, and the truth would make them free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to ask you a question this afternoon. Do you know the truth?
Yes.
Has the truth been revealed unto you? Be careful who you listen to, because it's just like the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They will plant all kinds of things in your mind, and you will think these things are right.
Yes.
But they're not. It's only
Amen.
Falsehood. They
yes.
appear to you as an angel of light.
Go ahead,
but they're
preach
no
it.
More than wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yes.
Out deceiving the nation. Oh,
yes.
Glory be to God. But you ought to seek the Lord and ask mm-hmm. him to reveal the truth unto you. Because God is a God of mysteries.
Amen.
And everyone who thinks they know the truth, they don't really know. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. When the Father reveals the truth unto us, we are truly blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because the truth is what's going to make us free. Oh, my Lord. Many are bound up by a lie.
Yes.
Hallelujah, my God. And they cannot get free. They have
yes.
blinders on their eyes, and they can't see their way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They cannot see that Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, praise be to God. But God is reaching out to us, and he's giving us this invitation to know the truth.
Yes.
Because it is the truth that's going to make us free. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh,
yes.
my Lord. No man comes to the Father but by Jesus. Oh, praise God. We have to accept Jesus as the Son of God. And that is truth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't be overcome by falsehood. Don't
Amen.
Allow them to put their leaven in you. Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Jesus warned of the leaven of the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Beware, because they're putting it out there. They're
Amen.
Getting on the radio. They're getting on the television. They're getting
yes.
on the telephone. They're getting on YouTube. They're all
yes.
over the place.
Yes.
Spreading falsehood.
Amen.
And as Jesus prophesied, many false prophets shall rise and shall
yes.
deceive many. There's no doubt about it. He said they shall deceive many.
Amen.
But it's up to us to get the truth out there. The
Amen.
Gospel of the kingdom, hallelujah, the truth about Jesus being the Savior of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are led to believe that as long as they pay tithes and do good deeds, they'll be all right.
Yes.
But you must have your sins forgiven, hallelujah.
Amen.
You must repent and come away from sin. You have to stop your wrong ways, hallelujah, and go the way of the Lord. Do what's
yes.
right in the sight of God. Live right truth, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for his precious word. That
yes,
word
Lord.
Of God, if you allow it to abide in you, oh, praise be to God. Let the word of God take root in you. Oh, praise be to God. And you continue to abide in that word. Hallelujah. You be one of the branches of the true vine. Oh, praise be to my God. Abiding in truth. Because if his word abide in you, Jesus declares you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. The truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. I thank God for the precious word of God. And at
Amen.
This time, if you don't know the truth and you want to get
right.
to know the truth,
yes.
the Lord is ready and willing to make himself known unto you to show you the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus took the time to talk to his disciples and to teach them the truth. Amen.
Amen.
He gave them what they needed to endure unto the end, so that they could be saved in their mind from listening to so many different things and so many
Amen.
Different people that can
yes.
cause confusion.
Yes.
But don't allow that to happen to you.
Amen.
But go to the Lord, and God will surely direct you. He will lead you and guide you. If you suspect that you have been sitting under false doctrine, you ought to cry out to the Lord and ask God to show you the truth. Hallelujah. And the Lord will make it known unto you. He will actually align you with someone who's going to show you the truth.
Amen.
God does those things, and you might be wondering, what happened or how did this happen? But in the plan of God, it's in his divine plan for your life to know
yes.
the truth so that
yes.
you can be made free. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He wants us to be free.
Yes. Yes.
Glory be to God. Because that wicked one is just walking up and down throughout the earth, seeking whom
yes.
he may devour.
Amen.
So he can be free this day. Thank you, Lord
yes.
Jesus. You can
yes.
be free no
yes.
matter what's going on, what's happening. You could be all bound up in your mind. Oh, my Lord Jesus. But you can be free. The
yes,
truth
Lord.
Will make you free.
Amen.
And I offer an invitation to every one of you who are desiring to know the truth and know that you know the truth. Hallelujah. Not having any doubts or wondering if it's the truth.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't leave room for doubt.
Amen.
Praise God. But he'll make sure you know, and he will give you that assurance and let you know surely you have the truth. This time, let's turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord. Praise be to God. And any prayer, petition that you have, if you're sick in your body, the Lord is our healer, and he will heal your body. If you're going through spiritual battles and the evil forces are coming against you and trying to stop you, the Lord will deliver. He will intervene, and he will
yes.
make everything all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever you're feeling right now, if you feel burdened down, if you feel heavy, oh, glory to God. If you're grieving, if you're
yes.
hurting, if you're in pain, oh, Lord Jesus, if
yes,
you're emotionally
Lord.
Challenged and the cares of life seem to be overwhelming you, we're going to pray and believe God together. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds to lead us to the throne of grace.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly. Thank you. Thank
Angela.
You.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we can...
Yes. Hallelujah.
Angela.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
Lord.
You for your word. Thank you for your anointing, oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To call on you. You said, for whosoever shall call
Lord. Bring up the stony heart. Come, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. You are a deliverer, Jesus. We take you at your word, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, you're full of grace and full of truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we take you at your word. We believe you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, in the mighty way.
Move,
let your spirit prevail, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus, somebody needs you. Somebody wants you, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh Lord. Guide them, Lord. Show them which way to go, Lord.
Show
you know all about them. You know the situation. You're able to fix it right now, Lord. Fix it in the home, Lord. Fix it on the job. Fix it, oh Lord. Fix it in the marriage. Fix it, oh Lord.
Fix
it. Hallelujah, yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. And we know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. Oh, my God, have your way, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Send mercy, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Those who might have gone astray, I pray that you put them back on the right path. In the name of Jesus, lead them back to the fold, oh Lord. Jesus, heal them that are sick. Somebody is sick today. Somebody need healing today, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Lord, Nehemiah. Touch his body, Lord. You made the body.
Yes, Lord.
You know all about his illness. Fix it for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal right now, Lord.
Heal,
Jesus. Look on those who are burdened down, carrying a heavy load with nobody to help. Jesus, lift that burden, Lord. Strengthen their souls, oh Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Those who need a financial blessing, make a way, Lord. Out of no way, Jesus. You're a way maker. And we believe you today, Lord. Have mercy right now. Send mercy, Lord. Mercy. In the name of Jesus, we need your mercy today. Jesus, look on your people, Lord. Your people need you, Lord.
Yes.
We can't make it without you.
Can't make it without
we
you.
Need you, Lord, to go with us, to stand by us, to lead us and guide us into all truth, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to preach your word. Help us to do your will. Help us, Jesus, to speak your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to send your anointing. Continue to send your word through her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her the more, Lord. Have your way. Use her in your service. Use her, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself the more, Lord. Prove yourself the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, look on the families, Lord. Those who have lost loved ones to the COVID virus, those who have lost loved ones to any malady or sickness or illness, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now, Lord. Look on the Miller family. Touch her right now, Lord. Look on Cousin Jeanette. Touch her right now.
Look
on the burden of her heart. Strengthen her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a burden bearer. In the name of Jesus, have your way in her life. Help her to go by your leading. Guide her, Lord, into all truth,
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Bless, Lord Jesus, every soul that is under the sound of my voice. I pray that you touch them and set some strength in and keep them. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let your will be done, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to glorify thy name.
for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. And we bless your name right now, Lord. We thank you right now.
Thank you.
Count it done right now. Glory, grace, and faith.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Jesus, and your will be done. Oh, my God, we continue to thank you, and we continue to praise your holy name, for thou art so worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank God, thank God. Thank you for the word. I thank him for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank God for that power talking about the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have to have the truth. Glory to God. That's the only way we're going to prosper. We got to have the truth. And I thank God for that message. God knows all things. He knows what the people are going through. And he knows what the people need. And he knows how to deliver the godly. So I thank God for that word today. Keep preaching that, Tommy. Keep preaching that word of God. It will get the job done. But if we sugarcoat it, won't nothing be done. Things won't get done like they should. But as long as we keep preaching the truth, somebody will be saved.
There's
nobody but you.
Amen.
You can be saved. Glory to God. Preaching the word of God, you will be saved. So I just thank God for that. Keep preaching the word of God.
Bless the Lord.
Service into the hands of his youngest pastor, shall I meet.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that anointed prayer. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank God for this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I can say for truth that I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Glory, glory,
Lord,
glory,
thank
glory,
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord
Jesus. Oh, praise
name
you,
of Jesus.
The Lord.
Way, Lord.
He is present with us. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise be to God. I'm so grateful. I thank the Lord for what he is doing, for what he has done, and for each and every one who has tuned in. Praise be to God. I'm believing God for blessings upon you. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a few announcements. Amen. Coming from Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and before she brings forth those announcements, I just want to give a special thank you to Brother Justin Johnson, a young man who has a mind to do a work for the Lord, and how God
thank
has
the Lord
greatly. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that the example he's showing is a great example for other young people, especially young men. Praise God. So let us continue to pray for our youth. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for him. Thank God for Evangelist May, as always, with her prayers and her daughter, Evangelist Khadija, and how the Lord has blessed so greatly. She's just a gift to me in my ministry, and I thank God for her. So now we're going to turn this portion over to Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord for that anointed word of God. The truth shall make you free, and falsehood cannot prevail, but do you know the truth? And thank God also for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Just thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Brother Justin, for being here with us tonight. Now, if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and the word one is spelled out. And you can also email us at prayerworksministry prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And let us remember to continue to pray for the bereaved Edmond family, the bereaved Marshall family, the bereaved Calloway family, and bereaved Potts family. And also added to the prayer list is Deacon Nehemiah Jackson. He's in Virtua Hospital in Camden, New Jersey. So let us remember to continue to pray for him. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or if you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Culbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. That's 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, and the phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, that's 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elder Barry Johnson, and he is on there. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Right now it can be live streamed. However, they are still working on that. Minister Emmanuel Hoges and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. I believe the goal is for 365 days of prayer, and they are currently at 225 nights so far. I tell you, a powerful praying woman Evangelist Bradley is, and I believe she's on the line tonight, and we want to just thank God for her and for her ministry and for even opening up the door for Pastor Sheila to preach on last night, and that message is also on our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And just very, very excited to be connected with her and her ministry. And the phone number is 339-209-6891. That's 339-209-6891. And you can even call in to get a number of previously recorded sessions. And I encourage you, she's on tonight at 9 o'clock p.m., so feel free to tune in. If you would like me to list any new ministries, or if I missed something, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Again, that's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21237. Again, just thank you all so much for tuning in. Did I miss anything, or do we have any other names that we want to add to the prayer list at this time?
I believe Evangelist May, do you want to give those names?
Yes, I believe Jeanette Miller, Anthony Miller, Trell Miller, and the entire Miller family.
Amen.
Okay.
And also Brenda Edmond.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for that. The rest of this broadcast, is I'm turning it over to Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Once again, we do thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you. We are so grateful for how the Lord keeps on moving and working things out, because somebody is praying for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the prayers. We thank God for the support. And I just feel so excited. I really want to minister even that much more. I'm very encouraged, praise the Lord, because I keep on getting the encouragement. I keep on getting the support. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Most of all, I keep getting that assurance from the Lord that he is with us. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm so happy about that. And this concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon. Looking forward to you tuning in with us on Friday at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. In the meantime, continue to pray for us.
Amen.
And we love you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We looks like we still have some more time on here. Amen. Praise God. We always want to give God glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, God is a mighty. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I could say of a truth that on last night, I truly enjoyed the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist Bradley and her team were going forth. Praise be to God, and gave an invitation. And I just want to say thank you to her for inviting me to be a part of that ministry and to bring the word of God. Amen. It truly is a blessing to work with others who love the Lord as she does. Amen. Praise God. A woman of faith, a praying woman, amen, who God is doing great things through. Praise the Lord. And I realize that we have a little bit more time left on our broadcast. So I decided to take advantage of the opportunity, amen, and finish the broadcast out. I do have my daughter on the line with me, Evangelist Khadija.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you like to sing a song?
Well, I guess I'll
sing
the song that I sang this
morning. Amen. Praise the Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So much power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain,
every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, every chain, every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I can hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling. Break, chain, break. Oh, break, chain, break. Oh, break, chain, break. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Oh, praise be to God. God bless. Thank God for that selection. Oh, praise the Lord. Surely I enjoyed that selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. And the Lord has the power to break every chain. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing too hard for God. So we just thank the Lord. I could go on listening to that song continually. That was very beautifully done by Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. And the truth, the Lord, he sends his anointing and he breaks the chains.
Amen.
Amen. He is the one who sends that deliverance. And my experience has been where we're giving praise to the Lord. And while we're going forth in the praises, the chains are breaking. Hallelujah. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you feel that you're chained up, hallelujah, you can begin to praise the Lord. Just start lifting up the name of Jesus,
yes,
giving him glory and honor, and the chains will break, hallelujah,
amen,
and make you free. So I do thank the Lord for this broadcast, and it truly has been a blessing in my life. The Lord has come into my life in such a way and made such great changes, whereof I'm glad. And to be able to give some time to the Lord And this is something we ought to take the time out to do on a regular basis, is to give God praise and worship and honor.
Yes.
Amen. We ought to give him the glory that is due to his name. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to pray, continue to seek the Lord, and no matter what's happening in your life, what's going on, don't slack up. Just continue in prayer. Do as the scripture says, pray without ceasing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, I just reflect on the word of God and how the Lord is sending forth his word. You know, that word, it is so powerful. And to think about the things that Jesus said and all the things that he taught and how his word stands forever. His word is never going to pass away. You know, so we can get out and we can go out over the radio waves, and we can even get on the cell phones and call people, and we can tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because his word will stand forever. It will not pass away. Praise be to God. And I'm excited. I'm so excited for all that the Lord is doing. Praise God. I'm excited in ministry. Praise the Lord. The things that we never even thought would happen, but God is doing it even now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is an addition to our broadcast. We have a little bit more extra time, and I just want to spend this time giving glory and honor to God and praising him. And, you know, sometimes we just need a little praise break. Hallelujah. Praise God. And maybe we don't have a whole lot to say all the time, but if we can just take time out and render some kind of praise to the Lord, I feel like if we can do that for a minute, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Give God praise for a whole minute at a time. Amen. We may not realize how the time is going by, but just take a minute and take a praise break. You know, a praise break minute. Amen. Praise be to God. And in that minute, just do nothing but give God praise, glory, and honor, and just lift your voice up and just holler from the depths of your soul to give God the praise, the glory, and honor that's due to him.
Yes.
So let's take a minute and let's do that now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bless you right now, Lord. You're worthy of all the praises. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. There's so much for me, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That felt good. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. That's a spiritual boost right there. Amen. So I want to encourage you throughout the course of the week to take time out for your 1 minute praise.
Yeah, minute praise break.
Amen. A praise break minute. Amen. Praise God. Be encouraged, everyone. Amen. Praise God. And let God have his way in your life. Amen. Praise God. And don't ever give up. Amen. Praise God. If things are going wrong, just take a praise break minute. And I believe you'll feel better and you can continue on in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you once again for your prayers and for your support. May the Lord continue to bless you. God bless you. We love you. And this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. Amen.